last year, I think we discussed Civ Bays. We finished the Inyanim of Blias. We did Klisheni, Iri Klivishain. We did Klishlishi. We did Davar Gush. Okay. We did if it's not less than Yatzei Ledes. Then we moved on to Siv Gimel. We talked a little bit about Tata Gavar. We pointed out, we made sure everybody realizes the rule that, did we talk about Tata Gavar? That hot on to cold is kedei klipa, even if it's shamin, because it cools down, that's the vart. Shamin doesn't make a difference. Shamin only makes a difference if it's hot. So then it takes it further. Instead of going only kedei netila, instead of only going kedei klipa, it'll go further. But the kedei klipa that it goes when it's hamot echtoinen, that's because it gets cooled down. So once it's cooled down, it's the fact that it's shamin cannot help you. And the proof to that was that if it's two things that are cold, doesn't matter if it's shamin, it still doesn't make it aser. It's still v'hadacha. Yeah, the type of hadacha is a little different, that you need shifshuf instead of just a regular plain hadacha. And then we spoke about noigin zebazeh. We rushed a little bit in the end of last show. Say it over. Noigin zebazeh means touching side by side. If it's still in a kli rishon, obviously, as the Ramah points out. So then they're both hot. So the Ramah says you don't need something to be on bottom. You don't need the hot thing to be on bottom. The only time you need the hot thing to be on bottom is when there's a cold thing. So we want to know which one overpowers. Does the hot overpower the cold? Does the cold overpower the hot? So then we say whichever's on bottom. Okay? But if they're both hot, so then for sure it asers. Considered hot, so it's able to aser. Now we're talking about two solids, so how much is it asering? It's only tzli, so it's only kedei netila. And according to Ramah, in an abakim, so it's going to be cooler. What happens if one is hot, one is cold? So Ramah says, well, the hot one is not overpowering the cold because it's not underneath it. So therefore, what do you have? What do you have when you have hot and cold, and the hot is not overpowering the cold? You have hot onto cold, which is kedei klipa. So therefore, each one asers the other kedei klipa. In both directions. The hot one asers the cold kedei klipa, and it becomes aser from the cold one kedei klipa. Whenever we deal with heat, the blia goes from one to the other, it goes in both directions. So it's going from the hot to the cold kedei klipa, and it's going from the cold to the hot kedei klipa. Aber, what happens? But on the other hand, the marshal tain is that the same way the hot is not heating up the cold is also not cooling down the hot. So it's really not similar. It's not similar to hot onto cold, which is kedei klipa. It's also not similar to cold into hot, which is kulay. It's similar to a case of melicha, whereby just like by melicha, the meluach is not heating up the tafel, and the tafel is not cooling down the meluach. The way you cool down a meluach is you wash it off. The way you heat up a davar tafel is how? Putting salt on it. Okay? So when you have a davar maluach that touches a davar tafel, so one is not overpowering the other. So therefore, what do you have? You have the davar maluach asers the tafel, but does not become aser from the tafel. So therefore, the halacha that remains is that when it's side by side, it's like nothing's overpowering the other. The mele, we're left with the halacha of melicha, that the maluach asers the tafel, but it does not become aser from the tafel. How much does the maluach aser the tafel? When you have melicha, the din of melicha kereseach, how much does melicha kereseach aser? It's going to come up in the end of the simen. So the marshal holds kulay, and the mechamer holds kedei klipa, and the Ramah holds einan abekin, so it's kulay. So the bottom line is, the way we paskin, it's kulay. Yeah? And especially the marshal who says always kulay. Even if, you know, even all cases of kachosh, it's kulay. So it comes out, the mic is on. So it comes out that it's, that according to the marshal, the hot one asers the cold one kulay, but it doesn't become aser from the cold one because the tafel doesn't aser the meluach. So therefore, the din halacha should remain that the hot one is mutter, scot-free, this hadacha. So Lamaisa, the Marshal says, no, you're going to still have to take off a klipa. Why? Because in the end of the day, we'll be choishish for the Ramah that they each become aser kedei klipa. So therefore, he says, the hot one will be aser kedei klipa. Now, Taz points out something else, that even mitzad adinim of melicha, there's a reason to ask her the hot one. As we said before, hot, you have davar meluach, let's say you have salty meat and gvina, which is tuffel. So what? So the gvina becomes aser, l'didan totally, and the basar does not become aser, because the tuffel doesn't affect the meluach, correct? That's bechlolus the din of melicha, that the tuffel doesn't affect the meluach. But if you remember, we learned that if it's noigin, I mean, we didn't really learn in the basmachal, but we just quoted it from here, from Taruvis, that if they're taka touching, if the basar meluach is touching the gvina tafel, so some say that the gvina, because it's touching the basar meluach, it turns into meluach, because it's touching the salt. So it turns into, like, it's also meluach, it turns into shnei meluchim, so it's also able to affect the basar meluach. In other words, I didn't salt them together. I didn't take a piece of basar and a piece of gvina and salt them together. Where there clearly the basar is asering the gvina and the gvina is asering the basar. I took a piece of salty meat and I put it next to touching a piece of gvina. I put it on top of a piece of gvina. Yeah? So you would have said that, well, the salty affects the salty meat affects the cheese, but the tuffel cheese does not affect the salty meat. Because it itself is not salty. That's Meikar Hadin. That's really how we pass a Meikar Hadin. But we're Machmir. We're going to soon see. We're machmir, the Ramaz machmir, the makim she'en hefse meruba, that when they're touching mamish, the cheese, the davar tafel, because it's touching the davar meluach, turns into a davar meluach. It becomes salty. It's touching a piece of salty meat, so it's going to turn salty. Oh, once it turns salty, it's able to acid the meat. It's like they're both salted. So we're machmir that the davar tafel is able to acid the davar meluach. That's the way we say it. The reason for that is because a davar tafel turns into a davar meluach by this, that it's touching the davar meluach itself. So it comes out over here where it's actually touching. There's reason to aser loygin zebazeh, even if you're going to give it a din meluach, even if you're going to give it a din melicha. So what we say should happen? The hat should aser the cold, but the cold shouldn't aser the hat. The way we paskin by melicha, the cold also asers the hat if they're touching, because it turns into meluach. So we'll say the same thing here. The cold also becomes a little hot, and it's able to aser the hat.
Does it have anything to do with heter v'chatan
l'iser? Heter v'chatan l'iser is a din in making it fatty. We're not talking about fatty. We're assuming that melicha aser skulai, or we're assuming ein adam b'kiyam, so it is considered fatty. We're not talking about midin heter v'chatan l'iser. We're just talking about midin meluach. So the Taz just points out that it's not just pshat, that there are moz choishish for the marshal. I'm sorry, that the marshal is choishish for the Ramah and says therefore even the hot ones also kedei klipa. Even mitzad the dinim of melicha, the way the marshal wants to treat it like a din of melicha, even mitzad the dinim of melicha, the way we paskin, there's room to argue that the hot should become aser from the cold. Because sof kol sof, since they're touching, we paskin that in case of noigin, the meluach does become aser from the tafel. That's what the Taz is mitzay, and he says the after melicha pasak Ramah came with simin zeh sif yud. And sif yud, the Ramah says that if they're noigin zeh bezeh, the tafel asers the meluach. Why? Because it itself becomes meluach, since it's touching the davar meluach. Yeah, we'll get to it in Mirtz Hashem later. I just want to put. Okay, now we'll move on to tzli. Sif dalet and hey and vav talk about the basic din of tzli. So let's read it inside. That we said it's kulay aser. That let's say if the bottom, if there's shneim chamim, or if the bottom is hot, it's kulay aser. That if it's a case of bishul. B'shenafel atoicha tafshel, when the bottom thing, when we said something cold, let's say cold meat, fell into hot milk, it was hot milk in a pot. Yeah, so then, because the bottom was hot, it was a dim bishul, because it was a hot liquid. A hot liquid is able to aser be kuloi. But what if it's a hot solid? So even if they're both hot, that's called tzli. And tzli is not able to spread so much. Tzli only goes, according to the way we pass, according to the mechaber, tzli only goes kedei netila. Because the roitiv, the hot liquid, spreads the tam that comes out of the davar aser, it spreads it to ma'arve b'chol ha'tafshel, it spreads it throughout the whole tafshel. Avol iser, but if you have a iser, ben cham, ben kar, shenofal ala tzlisha etzel ha'esh, let's say you had iser that fell onto heter. That's a solid heter, even if it's on the fire itself. So let's say you had a hot burger that's on the barbecue or in the oven, in a pan, and then milk or cheese fell on it. So then how much does it become aser? Only g'day netila. It doesn't make a difference if the cheese is also hot or the cheese is cold. Why doesn't it make a difference? Because that's ha'gavar. As long as the bottom one is hot, it has a din of hot. But since it's a hot solid, not a hot liquid, it's not called bishol. It's called sli. And sli is not able to heat, since it's dry heat, it's not able to spread as much. The tam is not able to spread as much. It only asks k'dei netila. Shehu, how much is k'dei netila? It's the thickness of a finger. Which finger? The thumb. So it's this wide. That's how much k'dei netila is. That's how much you have to take off. So it's not like k'dei klipa. K'dei klipa is that you just mamish a peel. A peel is like the smallest amount that could come off in one piece. You peel an apple, that little peel, that's not as thick as this. This is a shear, this is a certain thickness. I don't remember the shear, it's centimeters, 2 centimeters, what does it say? I don't know. 2 centimeters? Lefichach, yerech shetzloi begidoi, let's say you roasted a behemoth. You roasted, you didn't take out the giranasha, so you roasted the behemoth together with the giranasha. Yerech is the thigh, means that's the part that holds the giranasha. So you roasted the thigh of the behemoth together with the giranasha. Oy chatichas iser shetzloim chatichas heter. Or let's say it doesn't have to be that the piece of iser is inside the piece of heter. So when you roast the yerech together with the gid is inside the piece of meat. It doesn't have to be. You could roast it together, meaning they're touching. One on top of the other. You roast it in the same, you bake it in the same pan. A piece of trefa chicken with kosher chicken, and they're touching. So then, how much has become aser? V'nogu zeh b'zeh, v'negeh zeh b'zeh, they're touching each other. Tzarech leheser k'tein netila saviv hagid. So you have to take off surrounding the gid, whereas the gid is touching the kosher meat, you have to take off k'tein netila. V'chein min achaticha, and the same thing you have to take off from the kosher piece of meat. Makoim shenaga b'chatichas iser, the place where it touched the chatichas iser, you have to take off a k'dei netila. Now, I just want to point out something. It's brought down that we paskin that the gid anasha ain b'gid menos in tam, which means if you cook the gid anasha with kosher meat and you take out the gid anasha, let's say the gid anasha didn't dissolve, and you took it out, you don't have to have shishim against the gid anasha. The gid anasha is like a piece of wood; it doesn't have taste. So therefore, you don't need to be mavatal the taste that comes out of the gidan asha. There is no taste coming out of the gidan asha. So how come over here the taste of the gidan asha is going? No, we were trying to bring out that how much does it spread? It doesn't spread into the whole meat and after the whole meat. It only spreads into k'dei netila. But the taste of the gidan asha doesn't make anything else. Even if you cook it, where the taste is spreading everywhere, we said the taste of the gidan asha does not have the koyach to make the food aser. So why are we saying over here that something is becoming aser? It shouldn't even be k'dei netila. So the answer to that is, there's a technical thing that surrounded the gidan nasha, there's some shuman, and that's aser midirabbanan, zera, I guess, that shouldn't come to eat the gidan nasha, whatever it is, and therefore that shuman agid does have the koyach to aser. But how much? It's only aser in k'dei netila. Now you'll ask me, we're going to learn further, and you already know this, that this is all discussing if the tzli is, if the iser is kachosh. But if the iser is shamein, then it does spread. So if the iser over here is not the gid anasha, you want it to, if the iser was the gid anasha, so the gid anasha is a, what do they call them? What do they call the sinew? I don't even know what that is. You want to tie, maybe that's a dry thing, yeah? It doesn't have a lot of fats, so it can't spread. We're saying it's at kedei kach so dry, it doesn't have any taste. Forget about it, doesn't have fats to spread. It doesn't have any taste. But the shuman hagi, the shuman is shuman, fats. So why doesn't it spread and aser more than kedei netila? So here we'll answer. So there's two answers the Gemara gives. Either that the shuman surrounding the gid, you see, not all shuman is fatty. Well, shuman is fats, but not all shuman, not all fats has the koyach to spread. It has to be fatty fats. It has to be a good zaftige. Sometimes you have something which is shuman, but it's not shvachamaisis. So that's why, so maybe that's what we're talking about over here. Or, different pshat is that it could be because since the shuman hagid is only asur mishum the gid anasha, so since the gid anasha is shvach and doesn't have the koyach, so also the shuman hagid we say is doesn't have the koyach to spread. I'll go upon it. I'm getting weiter. V'chein im nafal iser. Right? So we said if you have the piece of meat sitting on the barbecue, what happens if the piece of meat is sitting in the pot? Oh, it's bishel. So bishel asks how much? Spreads bakuloi. Lavdafke says the mechaber. What happens if it's a piece of meat and it's sticking out? It's sticking out of the roitiv. So then it's a hot salad. It's not falling into liquid. The iser falls onto that piece, yeah? Then it's falling into a chaticha, it's falling into tzli. So how much does an aser of that piece? Only kedei netila. In Siman Tzadik Beis it said, when the tipa fell, an aser kulay. Because near we had other reasons. There was vapor, and maybe in that pot there was, what was falling on was cholov was falling on. So we said, since the cholov is a liquid, even though it's just a drop, since it's falling into a pot, it's able to spread into the whole piece, the hevel akdera. But the hevel akdera only applies if the iser that's falling onto the piece is a liquid, like the tipas chalov. Over here, we're not talking about a liquid that fell on the chaticha. We're talking about a double salad. Double salad, even in a pot, as it didn't sleep, so it's only kedei netila. V'cheinim nafal iser chaticha shebegdera. Even if the chaticha is in the gdera, she chutz the right to but it's chutz the near act there, and you didn't mix it, so you didn't cover it. Ain't Israel kedei netila. It only asks it, it's sleet, right? Because it's not falling into a hot liquid; it's falling onto a solid. In Siman Tzadik Beis, we said it's kuloi. That was because over there was a tipas cholav. The tipas cholav, together with the steam that was in the gdera, helped it spread into the whole piece. That gave it a dim bishul. So in Siman Tzadik Beis it had a dim bishul, but over here, where it's a piece of nevela falling onto your kosher piece of meat, or it would be the same thing if it would be a piece of cheese falling onto the piece. If it's a gush, it's a salad that's falling onto the piece of meat, so then, even though it's in a pot, it still has a din sli, and it's only kedei netila. What? Difference, it makes a difference. Hanan is after it made whatever it made us, or how much do you need to be mavatal when you mixed it afterwards into the rest of the pot? You need shishim nega the whole chaticha or shishim nega the iser habalua bechaticha. That's hanan. How much of the chaticha becomes aser? That's how much is it able to spread when the iser fell in it. How much is it able to spread? But if the chaticha is inside the roitiv, so then it's called an bishul. Now, what's the definition of inside the roitiv? Chaykas mi and Rashi. So according to Ri, what's considered inside the roitiv? It just has to be halfway in, and it's already considered inside the roitiv. Spreads everywhere. According to Rashi, if it's halfway in, that's called out. It's still called tzli. In order to be considered in, it has to be kulayin. So that's what he says. Avalim hi baroitiv. Is la Rashi, it has to be kula baroitiv. In order for it to be. Ulari, that's what's after it's fixed up. Ulari afilu miktasa. And according to the Rebbe, even if it's halfway and it's still called in the roitiv, so then it's called bishul. Or even if it's kulochutz the roitiv, but if as soon as it fell, right away you mixed it together, so it didn't get absorbed into the chaticha, it's mixing, it's roitiv, it's mixing into the hot liquid. So then it's called bishul. So this is the rule. Hot liquid, it's called bishul, and a hot salad is called tzli. No, you were saying it's a, they changed the girsa here. Larashi kula, ulari afilu miktasa. No, because there was a different girsa that had it, that the Rashi afilu miktasa, which didn't make any sense. So they added those two words, the Rashi kula, ulari afilu miktasa. Oh, so then haroit, then it's called a case of bishul, and therefore haroit mefafeya hatam or ma'arva v'nichmas bekulai. It spreads it everywhere. It's a case of bishul. Let me get right there. This that we say that tzli is only in kedei netila. Remez v'armamurim. She'ein tzli oyser ala kedei netila biyarech im gidoy ukayoytzaboy davar kachosh. When the iser is a davar kachosh, something which is not fatty. Since it's not fatty, it does not have the koyach to spread. But let's say you had a gedi, a fatty gedi, that you were toiled together with the chaylev of Iser. So how much does the chaylev aser in the gedi? We don't say you can eat the whole gedi just when you get to the gedi natila surrounding the chaylev. That part you have to take away. We say no, the chaylev spreads into the whole gedi. And therefore, if you don't have shishim in the whole gedi against the chaylev, the whole gedi is aser. What happens if you do have shishim against the chaylev? So we paskin that when we say that tzli shamin is mefafeya, that if it's fatty, it spreads bein lekula bein lechumra, meaning it spreads into the whole gedi. Therefore, if you don't have shishim in the whole gedi, chumra, the whole gedi is aser. But if you do have shishim in the whole gedi, kula, the whole gedi is mutter. Okay? Why should I ask for the whole gedi? If you have shishim, if it's spreading into the whole gedi and I have shishim, it means it's being this battle in the whole gedi. So there's no reason to ask for the whole gedi if I have shishim. What? Against the fat. All we're just saying is that if it's fatty, it spreads into the whole thing. If you know. No, we're talking about the Oh, here we're not talking about fatty meat. We're talking about the iser is the chaylev. We know what's the chaylev of the behemah. It has to be cut away. Every time you buy meat from the butcher, they already cut away the chaylev. A guy, his job is to be menaker the chaylev. He cuts it away. So we know what parts are the chaylev. So you were just saying that the chaylev spreads. Spreading. So it's not automatically a chut. In other words, just because it spreads doesn't mean always that it's going to be aser. That's not how we pass. We pass it, it spreads into everything. If you don't have shishim, it'll be aser. But if you do have shishim, why should it be aser? So this that we're saying the gedi is aser, that's if you don't have shishim in the whole gedi against the chaylev. But so if you don't have shishim, so then it spreads. Now how does it spread? So you would have thought maybe it only spreads, let's say I have the behemah like this, roasting like this. Yeah, so you would have thought maybe the chaylev only spreads down, drips down. But the part that's higher up, the part of the behemah that's above the chaylev, maybe is okay. But he says, no. It's aser lechal afilu meirosh oznai. You can't even eat on the tip of the ear. It spreads into the whole entire gedi, even lemaila. It's able to spread upwards. Yeah, beginning of the simen, kavush maybe doesn't spread upwards because it only affects what's inside the reitiv. But this, the whole behemah is hot, okay? So it's spreading into the whole behemah. Shekim shuhu shamein, since it's fatty, mefafeya bekuloi. Aval im hu kachush, but if it's kachush, it says if it's lean, afal pishayim, by shishim keneged kol achelev. Even if you don't have shishim against the entire chaylev, eina oyser elik de netila. So then, you only have to take away de netila next to the chaylev. Chaylev? What does it mean, chaylev? I thought chaylev is fatty. What does it mean that it's not fat if it's kachosh? The iser that we're discussing here is chaylev. Isn't chaylev fat? So that's what we said before. You can have shmacha fats. You have the fats of shmach, according to the mechaber, still only kedei netila. Shachelav shabehema klusha kachoshu. If it's a shvacha behema, then the chelav of that behema is shvach. This is not we. This is the mechaber. Yeah. Ve'ena mefafeya, and therefore it does not spread. V'afilu chaticha. Oh, here comes the machaber, and he says like this. Now, what happens if I'm roasting Iser and Heter together? I'm roasting a piece of an avela with basar kasher together, baking it together in the same oven. But the Iser, who we said before, that if the Iser is fatty, it spreads into the whole thing. This is not fatty, it only goes kedei netila. What happens if the Iser, the basar avela, is kachosh, but the basar kasher is shami? Roasting it together. Yeah, the basar kasher. If the Iser is shamin, then we know it spreads. It has that quality, that characteristic, that when it's nivla into the basar, because it's fatty, it's going to spread further. Okay? What happens if the Iser is kachosh? It doesn't have this characteristic, this quality of being able to spread. But the basar that you are roasting it with is shamin. Does that make a difference? Says the Mechaber, there's a new principle called heter mefatim le'iser. The heter, the fatty heter, is able to fatten the iser and give the iser this quality of being fatty that it should assa the whole entire piece of meat. It can turn the iser into fatty iser. So even though the iser be'atzim is really kachosh, but if the heter is fatty, the fattiness of the heter will go in to the iser and make the iser fatty. It will give the iser the quality of being fatty to the extent that the iser will be able to now go and aser the heter, not just kedei netila, but kedei kuloi, like an iser shami. And this rule, this principle is called heter mefatim le'iser, that the heter fattens the iser. This is a sheet of the Mechaber. Even if the Iser piece is kachush, and the heter piece is shamein, afol pikein, it's still able to spread bekulay. The Iser is able to spread further. And this rule is called heter mefatim the Iser. Now the Mechaber teaches us that was one very important din the Mechaber taught us, called Heter Mefatim Le'iser. And now we're going to learn, so far we had two dinim in this sif. Tzli kachosh is kedei netila, tzli shamein is kuloi, meaning if there's no shishim, an aser is kuloi. And if there is shishim, so won't aser kuloi. Okay? And the next thing that we learned is Heter Mefatim Le'iser, that it's able to aser kuloi even if the Iser is kachosh, as long as the heter is shami. Now he says, now what happens, going back to that din, what happens if it's shami? Or heter shami and heter mefatim l'iser. What happens if it has a din of shami and you have shishim? So we said, if it's shami and you don't have shishim, it's kulay aser, it's a chumrah. What happens if you do have shishim? He doesn't discuss it. He just said, im ein bigdi shishim, then it's kulay aser. He didn't discuss what happens if you do have shishim, what's going to be the halacha. In this case, it's actually a big machlokes rishonim. If you do have shishim, there's some that say that shishim doesn't help by shamin. It aser is kulay. We don't pass like that. But the Mechaber does say a certain chumrah, that when you do have shishim, even though you have shishim, you can't just say, oh, it's mutter. The whole thing is mutter. You still have to take off a kedei netila. Why? Because at the point of contact, you see, when you're doing bishul and it spreads bakula and you have shishim, then that's it. In other words, my piece of nevela falls into the potato soup. If I have shishim against the nevela, it's spread everywhere. I take out my nevela, my potato soup is mutter. Yeah? But I don't have to say that the spot where it fell into, somehow, maybe that I have to take out a cup in that spot. I have to take out a cup of soup from that spot that it fell. Bishul spreads mamish evenly. Okay? And if I have shishim, the whole entire soup is mutter. I just have to take out the nevela piece. But by tzli, so tzli shamin tells me that it spreads bakulai. And it could take be bottle in the piece. But there might be a stronger concentration that's staying where the chalef, the point where the chalef touched, where the iser touch the kosher piece, could be that in that spot is going to be a stronger nesinas tam. And even though I have shishim in the rest of the piece, that's just enough to be matzel the rest of the piece, that the rest of the piece will be mutter. But I still have to take a kedei netila b'mokim shenoga. That's a very important nudin that the Mechaber teaches us over here. Zok the Mechaber. V'chol davar sheyesh lo yipyapua, anything that has this koyach to spread, a davar shami, shenafel l'mokim yedua me'achaticha, that it fell in a specific spot in the chaticha. So bitzli, obviously we're talking about that it was a hot piece, as opposed to bishul where half shishim, it's mutter lagamri, but if it's sli and it fell in a specific spot of the piece, so then afal b'sheyesh b'chaticha shishim levateli. So even though I have shishim and it's shamin, so it's spreading into the whole piece, so the chur it's being this battle, afal b'kein, you still need to have tzarich netila b'mak, tzarich netila smakim. You have to take off a g'day netila in that spot, and the reason is because there remains a higher concentration. There's a roshim that's nisher on the spot where it fell. What? The svara? I don't know if there's a svara. The question is, the svara is that the mashmos from the Gemara is that it's not able to spread like bishul, but the mashmos is on the other hand that something, it's hard to say. Some rishonim learn that's nothing. If it's kachosh, that's not there. But the pashtus is that there is some level, the tam is spreading somewhat. And the question is how much? And they try to prove in different cases. I don't think it's a svara. It's a proof. You have to try to prove from the Gemara. Can you prove that an ass is kadei klipa? Can you prove that an ass is kadei netila? This is a machlekes in the rishonim. We take on like Tosfos. That's how we paskin. That's what the Mechaber paskins, that it's kadei netila. There are Rishonim that say that's more mistaber that it's only kedei klipa, but that's not how we pass on halacha. Let's read a little bit the Ramah. So how do we paskin? How's Ramah paskin? So beikarein we paskin like the mechaber. That sli is kedei netila, and if it's shamein, it's bekulai. So we add one nekuda. We say einan abekim and kachas hashamein, so we always have to ask her kulay. So we don't really need to come on to hefter mafatim leisur so much, because we say that the iser, even though the iser looks like it's kachosh, maybe it's shamein. So we have to treat the iser like shamein because of the iser. We don't need to come on so much to hefter mafatim leisur. It's not really negeya. In most of the cases, it's not negeya so much hatem rafatim leisur. Okay? V'chol mevushal b'loy roitiv ayafui. Any cooking without roitiv ayafui or baking. Okay? So tzli doesn't mean on the barbecue. Tzli means hot without hot liquid. Hot solids. That's the nekuda. Dinei katzli b'chol davar. In other words, don't learn like it's maybe mashma in some places that it's like it's a certain koyach of tzli that has this din. Maybe if it's just heat without tzli, so then it's a different din. Amal learns it's the same halacha. That if it's by all the cases, if it's kachosh, it's kedei netila, and if it's shamein, it's kulay. There are those that are mechalik. There are those that want to say, I don't want to confuse you, but there are those that say that sli, even if it's kachosh, it's kuloi. Right? Even if we know for sure it's kachosh. And when do we say that it's only kedei netila? That's if it's just a hot food once it's off the fire. It's not roasting. If it's baking. Some are mechalik, yeah? No difference. The nekuda, the idea is there hot liquid here or is it a hot solid? I don't care if it's a hot salad through roasting on the fire, or if it's a hot salad through baking, or if it's a hot piece of meat that came off the fire. That's machnishtos. V'yesh oimrim, oh, here's the key. V'yesh oimrim de'ein anu b'kiyin eze mikri kachosh oy shamein. V'yesh leser b'chol inyin ad eiko shishim. The some rishonim that write that ein anu b'kiyin and kachosh oy shamein, so therefore we have to ask her kuloi. So how should we fear zich? Says the Ramah. Oh, until you have shishim, meaning if there's no shishim, it's aser kulay. But filo iko shishim, and even if there is shishim, tzarich netilas makom. You still have to, like the mechaber, you still have to take netila. V'hachi nahoig. This is the way you're supposed to be noyik, says the Ramah. Dafke, says the Ramah. Dafke, when do we say, ein anu b'kiyin mekachosh hashamein? And we have to be machmir that if there's no shisha manasas kuloi, that's something which is shayach to be shoming. You have a piece of meat, yeah? So have a piece of meat. You could have kochosh meat and you could have shoming meat. It's a ventzach on the animal. You have some. So such a say is we say that einan abikiyim, we have to treat it like shoming. You don't trust your judgment so much. You can make mistakes, yeah? But what happens if you're talking about a loaf of bread? The chametz bePesach. You're baking a loaf of bread together with him. So you bake a matzah. Some of the matzah became aser. It's touching the other matzah. Einan abikiyim mikach shoshomein. It should aser the whole matzah now, because it's going to spread. It's maybe fatty, but there's not an ounce of shuman in that in the matzah. It's kachush lagamvi. Yeah, it's like the mazichir. That's sleet. And asas kadei netila. That's what you do. The ma'isi, you break off that part of the matzah. You don't have to aser the whole matzah. Yeah, we're not talking about that. We're talking about something which is shayich b'sham nune. Is something which is shayich. In some cases, it could be fatty. Well, it's nearer to you that this is lean. So then we say, don't trust your judgment. Too tricky. Dafke be'isr chelev. Oishar iser the shayich b'isham nunis. Aval be'isr the loy shayich b'isham nunis. V'hu bevadai kachosh. Eino iser akadei netilav. Something which is clearly kachosh. It's not shayich to have sham nunis. Then lemaisa, it could be kadei netilav. Now the shach tones it down. The shach says he thinks that only by an iser derabbanon you could be mekel if it's leishayach beisham nunis. So we're going to learn more pratim of this. Yeah, lemaisa chametz is still only kedei netila. We have to see. We'll say that. We'll see some more. We'll see later more details of this halacha later in the siman. We'll come back to it. I just want to say Vav. Let's say Vav now, because this is just a firois. I mean, I don't want to have just a firois of what we were saying before. Davar sheyesh lepapua betzli, something which has the koyach to spread. It's shamin. Im hayechat chan veechat zayin. What if it's one is hot, one is cold? So then now you have to apply tatah gavar. You understand tatah gavar and shamin and kachush. Although we're saying klipa when. No, in some cases after Tagav we're saying klipa, in some cases kuloi, and then by tzli we're saying netila, and if chamin kuloi, don't get confused. They're two separate issues. The issue of Tagav is whether or not it has a din of cham or a din of tzoinin. Okay, if it has a din of cham, if it has a din of tzoinin, then it's only kedei klipa. If it has a din of cham, then you have to ask yourself the next question: what type of cham is it? Is it cham bishul or is it cham tzli? If it's cham bishul and it spreads bakulai, I don't have shishim and asas kulai. If I do have shishim, everything is mutter. If it's cham of tzli, or ofoy or mevushal b'lei reitiv, so then mikar did it only asas kedei netila. And if it's shamein, it'll spread bakulai. So this chiluk of kachush and shamein regarding tzli is in a case of I'm roasting two things together, or I'm putting something cold onto something hot that's a hot salad. Because since the bottom is hot, so it has a din of cham. And since it's a salad, what type of cham is it? Cham of tzli. So it's two distinct issues. The bottom one is goyver. If it's hot onto cold, even if it's shamein, Eina oyser elakadei klipa, because it has a din of cold. Just add a makerle, there's a small blia from one to the other. Vim nafal tzayna latei cham, but if it's cold on tahat, so then it has a din, then tata gavar, so then it has a din of cham, and then it depends what type of cham it is. If the bottom hot thing is hot milk, it's a hot liquid, then it's a din of bishul, that we learned earlier what's a din of bishul. Siv gimel, kulei oser. Right? Now, if it's not hot milk, but it's a hot piece of meat, so then it's also tatar gavar, it's also considered hot, but it's a hot salad, so therefore it's a din of tzli. So if it's kachosh, it's only kedei netila, and if it's shamein, it's bekuloi. V'im nafal tzayin alcham, im ein behet shishim, because over here we're discussing shamein. Shankin, if it's kachush, then it would only be kadein atila, according to the mechaber. Yeah. Clear? So we're going to be mamshech mitzvah shem tomorrow, but I just want to point, I just want to set it up a little bit for a minute, that, the big issue over here, which we introduced to you, we went right over it, was the hetter mefatim l'isser. That's a big one. A big discussion in the poskim, when we say it, if we say it. The Chavra said in this example, Siv, hey, I'm roasting basar nevela with basar kasher, basar nevela is kachosh, and the basar kasher is shamin, we say hetter mefatim l'isser. But we have to learn other shitas about this, not so pashit. That's what we're going to have to talk a lot more tomorrow about in Mitzvah Shem.